They come together once a month in the clubhouse of the mobile home park where they live to play Bunko, a game with three dice and a whole lot of luck. Mostly low income and all senior citizens, they're afraid their luck has run out.
I don't know where I'd go. I don't know what I would do. I was told that they would destroy my house.
Jean Cardiff and more than 150 other senior citizens who live here are facing eviction from the homes where they'd planned to live out their final years.
I have no idea where I would go. I don't even like to think about it.
The owners of this seniors-only mobile home park have given notice that they want to sell the land underneath these homes. With property prices booming, developers want to replace the mobile homes with market-rate condominiums. Dave Johnson is president of the Winchester Mobile Home Park Homeowners Association.
We have a lot of people in this park that if they get displaced from here who have no family and they have an income that is letting them eke by here, and if they get tossed out of this place, they have no place to go except the street, or the city's going to have to take care of them.
Johnson and the other senior residents here are getting organized, making videos, writing letters, contacting local politicians, and trying to work out a deal.
We're trying to intercede and buy the property instead of Pulte Homes, and that's going to require coming up with funding.
Board member Davelin Jones is 79 and still works part-time as a technical writer.
I helped to produce Silicon Valley. I'm one of the people that worked in it for 40 years, and I want to retire here.
Kent and Ruth Greathouse, 75 and 69, were public school teachers.
If this group of homes is destroyed, it's not just individual lives, but they are actually destroying an entire community here.
The older people, the low-wage earners, the families who are struggling, they get lost.
The Greathouses and a handful of other residents recently attended a city council meeting where they waited 3 hours and were given 1 minute to speak. San Jose Housing Director Leslie Corsiglia also attended the meeting. She says if the sale goes through, it will exacerbate the city's already chronic shortage of affordable housing.
We're going to have more and more seniors that we need to house, and more seniors living longer and on fixed incomes. So the problem is going to get greater. We need more state leadership. We need more federal leadership. Right now, local governments are left to handle this themselves and without the tools that are needed to do this.
A lawyer for the park owners says by law, residents would have to be paid fair market value for their homes and given 2 years rent support. Some properties may be able to be moved elsewhere, though space is limited. This senior citizens mobile home park is just one of a dozen in the city of San Jose alone. Several similar parks in nearby cities have already been sold to developers.
As the tech boom drives up land values and America's aging population explodes, seniors on fixed incomes are looking at increasingly uncertain futures. Rachel Silverman, San Jose, California.